In a short while, we will have our second feature. We have news of the Ukulele Society, a tyre depot helps the food bank, and selfies with cops. But we start with news that a change of performance times does not go down well with senior cinema goers.
A petition to change the viewing times of a senior citizens film club has gathered more than 200 signatures. It comes after members complained about the View Cinema's decision to move the club's weekly screenings. The club, which used to take place at View in Norwich every Tuesday at 11 o'clock, was regularly attended by more than 100 senior citizens, but the total dropped to around 20 after the cinema moved the club to Thursdays at 1 p.m. Members said the later screenings meant they were leaving in the dark and were concerned about safety. They hope the petition will convince cinema bosses to restore the earlier start time. It was presented to View by Labour City Councillor Hugo Malik, who has helped members with their cause. A spokesman for View previously said the changes were made for logistical and organisational reasons. The company said various options were looked at, but it was felt that the new time was the best way for screenings to continue on a regular basis.
He is known for his selfies with members of the public while on the beat on busy Prince of Wales Road, tweeting under the hashtag #SelfiesWithCops. But Sergeant Mark Shepherd, who may be Norfolk Police's most active officer on Twitter, has turned his hand to fundraising and is growing a beard to raise money for bowel cancer. Sergeant Shepherd is taking part in Decemberbeard, which will see him stay away from the razor for the whole month to raise money. He first strayed from the shave last year and ended up raising around £540. To celebrate, he added an extra bit of glitz and glam to his New Year's Eve shift by getting permission to have a glitter beard for the night. Now, just a few days in, Sergeant Shepherd admitted it was getting a bit uncomfortable, but it was all for a good cause. "It's getting a bit itchy, and my wife isn't too keen," said the 42-year-old. "Last year, I had really good support with people from work and elsewhere." So far, Sergeant Shepherd's fundraising page has got off to a good start, with a total currently at £60. But with most of the month left to go, he's hoping he can top his previous record.
Donations are being accepted for Norwich Food Bank at centres across Norfolk as part of a local business drive in the run-up to Christmas. STS Tyre Pros centres around the county are accepting donations in to help the neediest families in the area until December the 20th. Donations are being gathered at Fakenham Junior School and Fakenham Nursery, as well as the tyre centres in Norwich, Wyndham, Swaffham, Acle, Lowestoft and Wotton. The food bank needs part-baked bread, chocolate, shower gel and shampoo, long-life fruit juice, toilet rolls and some festive treats.
The Octagon Chapel in Colgate will be welcoming the Norfolk Ukulele Society on Saturday, December the 17th. This is the fourth year that the Ukulele Society has played the Octagon Chapel, and the group will be playing a set of festive songs. The performance will be taking place at 1 p.m. as part of the Octagon Concert Series. Money raised at the event will be donated to the Octagon and Martineau Hall New Facilities Appeal and the Forget-Me-Nots. Sandwiches and coffee will be available at the venue from 12:30 p.m, but audiences are also welcome to bring their own. Admission is £4 on the door.
Books, toiletries, toys, clothes and games. The presents for sick patients during Christmas are piling up at the evening news offices. Since we launched our Send a Smile with Santa campaign, together with the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, myriad gifts and Christmas wrapping paper have been donated by kind readers of the evening news. So far, around 100 presents have been dropped off at our offices on Rouen Road, but there is still time for more people to donate a gift that can make Christmas on a hospital ward seem less lonely and difficult. The campaign aims to get 1,000 presents donated to the hospital. The presents will then be given to all patients who are forced to spend Christmas Day on wards. Santa Claus will present the gifts, which will all be wrapped. While everyone at the Evening News is grateful to readers who've donated presents, we're still encouraging more people to bring gifts as the appeal nears the deadline. Presents must be donated to our reception, as each item has to be checked and wrapped by staff at the hospital. And the NNN is also welcoming donations of wrapping paper.
A village pub hosted an international family gathering to celebrate a landmark birthday. Norma Troy, who has turned 100, marked her special day with 19 relatives from as far away as Australia and Germany at the Brick Kilns pub and restaurant in Little Plumstead. Mrs. Troy, who lives in the village, was taken to the special lunch in a chauffeur-driven Bentley. 9 people had flown over from Australia, and 2 family members had travelled from Germany for the occasion. Her daughter, Marcia Warren, 65, from Queensland in Australia, said, "My mum is very sharp. She does her crosswords daily, and that keeps her mind active." Mrs. Troy has another daughter who also lives in Queensland and 3 grandchildren. She was born in Leighton, East London, where she grew up and married her banker husband, Patrick, in 1940. He died in 1988. The couple moved to Upminster, London, before relocating to Little Plumstead in 1978 for their retirement.
Pupils from Cecil Gowing Infant School have kicked off the festive season with a series of concerts and Christmas craft events across Sprowston. Their celebrations began with a carol concert at St Cuthbert's Church, where Year 2 pupils sang a medley of their own favourite tunes with some seasonal classics. The pupils took their talents to Sprowston Methodist Church, where they have been visiting for 3 years. At the church, they joined in a nativity and crafts with the church's Cameo Club. The Cameo is a group of older ladies who live by themselves and meet at the church. And the collaboration was a hit with both pupils and Cameo Club members.
And now our second feature this week, having a little of what you fancy does you good. In our second feature this week, nutritional therapist Catherine Jeans would appear to agree. Her article is read by Val Freer.